Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and also a senior fellow with the Harvard University Joint Center for Housing Studies. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you. So this is a good time for us to talk. Today is the day you released the Architectural Billing Index. And for the listeners who may not know, anything over 50 means positive growth as far as what's the activity we're seeing with architects. So talk a little bit about the numbers.
Sure. We just released our numbers for February this morning, Kemp. Just as a bit of a reminder, we track design activity at architecture firms nationally. Design activity leads construction activity by about 9 to 12 months. So this is a window into what's going to happen in terms of construction activity nationally. Our index for February National Billings Index was 51.0. As you mentioned, anything above 50 is indicating growth in aggregate. This is the fourth straight month that we've had scores in our national index above 50, so we're feeling good that this is certainly demonstrating and holding out hope that a broad-based construction recovery will be underway very soon.
Okay, and you do that's a national number. You also do a regional look, and it looks like in your regional look that three of the four regions that you break it out into are above 50, and the West is still lagging a little behind. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. These are U.S. Census region. The Northeast and South are around 51. The Midwest, a very strong number at 56 this month. And the West still down in the mid-40s, still suffering from, you know, I think overbuilt construction markets out in key parts of the Western region. And it seems to be taking that region a little bit longer to recover in terms of construction activity.
All right. Now, you track this billing index. You also track what you call, I guess, inquiries. Would you explain that and give us a little bit of a read on that, if you would?
Well, yeah, inquiries are what architects hear about future workloads. So if someone has, you know, a client has indicated they're thinking about developing a project, if they get an invitation to submit a proposal, if they hear about a formal design competition, any way that they get new workloads in, we ask them to capture that information in terms of the level of inquiries that they're getting. And those were very strong for February. Again, the sort of anything above 50 is positive, and the number for February was well above 60, 63.4. So architects are hearing of more potential workloads out there in the marketplace. Now, whether these will materialize or not remains to be seen, but at least there's more opportunities out there for projects to get underway.
Now, as you also look at this, I think you do some interviews, and as you go out there and ask people, one of the things that we understand during this whole recession is that getting credit from banks has been a major hurdle. Are you seeing any relaxing around the relief of lending?
Well, it seems to be thawing a little bit, and let me underscore a little bit. Credit has been very tight. Financing has been the number one difficulty that architecture firms report in terms of moving ahead on new projects. They've been for the last year and a half reporting just inordinate times that, you know, they will be working on preliminary designs and then get a phone call to say, could you stop work on that for a while till we get our financing straightened out from the owner or client or developer. It looks like the last couple months have at least seen that stabilize, if not ease a tiny bit. But, you know, it still is, I think, the number one problem in the industry now in terms of projects going ahead.
As you said a minute ago, you know, this billing index is way ahead of construction, and then flooring comes in at the tail end. You know, one of the things we're hearing out there on the commercial side of the business is that we've hit a little bit of softness in December, January, a little bit of February. We're starting to see a little bit of an improvement there. Talk about, if you can, what you think is going on there.
Well, I think this is a process, Kemp, that begins with design and goes through construction, and we're talking about for a typical project, you're probably close to 2 years throughout that process. If the flooring people are seeing tough times, that would probably be construction activity that was starting last spring, last summer, maybe early last fall, that's just getting to that stage in the process, and that was a weak period for the market. You You know, I think overall we're seeing just the opposite right now. We've had unusually warm weather in most parts of the country, and that allowed construction activity to probably continue at an accelerated pace through the last 3 or 4 months. And we're seeing a little bit of that in design activity, projects going ahead a bit faster than they might have expected. You know, I'm guessing we're seeing that in the early stages of construction, foundation work, and things like that. So I'm guessing the flooring folks will see a bit of a burst as we get into the spring and summer from some of this accelerated project activity.
Okay. Now, this 4 months of over 50 is is a nice string. You had another 4 months over 50 sometime in 2010, didn't you?
Yeah, we ended up 2010 on a strong note. We began 2011 with 3 months of scores just barely above 50. So, you know, I think we're seeing a recovery that's been very slow in getting underway. It's been a little bit of a stop and start. You know, I think reflective of what's been going on in the broader economy, which hasn't really had a lot of momentum. This one feels better. Certainly, we're seeing more optimism throughout the construction sector from manufacturers, dealers, home builders are seeing much stronger levels of activity now. And I think it's supported a bit more by the broader economy. We've had some last 3 or 4 months, we've seen some very healthy growth in terms of the jobs numbers, pretty significant decline in the national unemployment rate and things like that. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that this is the real deal this time and that we are headed for a sustainable recovery in construction.
What do you think, if you had to put your finger on one or two things that are things to watch? I guess one would be fuel prices. The other one might be this political election cycle. Are those the two biggest factors that might affect?
Yeah, I think probably a big wild card I'd add to that list, Kemp, is international problem. You know, Europe seems to be under control for the time being, but who knows, that could flare up again. I think the chances of some sort of international incident that then goes back to one of your points, triggering higher fuel costs, is certainly a concern that most people have. So, yeah, I think those are the issues. We need to watch the domestic economy and making sure that we continue to see job growth and income growth. But if we continue along those lines, I think we're headed for a pretty healthy recovery.
Yeah, and one last question. We're about out of time, but just the other role, as I said, I want to introduce you, is your housing studies hat that you wear. Talk just briefly about the home market.
Well, like I say, that suddenly is showing some stronger numbers. The housing residential construction market has been unusually depressed during this downturn. Still has a long ways to go, but you know, I think we're going to see healthy double-digit growth in home building in 2012, and it's going to take us several years to get back up to what the long-term potential for this industry is. But we, as I said, we seem to be heading in the right direction now.
Okay, great, Kermit. Good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Kermit Baker, who's the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture and also a Harvard University senior fellow with the Joint Center for Housing Studies. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.